And what that means in the law is that not only should we not be talking about these things in terms of war crimes, we should be talking about these things as simple murder.
Right. I mean, that will surprise a lot of people who might think you can argue over the definitions. The military kill people who they regard as enemies, and therefore the standard would be war crimes. But you think actually it's a civilian one.
I do. I mean, narco-trafficking has traditionally, by all the nations in the world, been considered a law enforcement issue. These are criminals who are bringing drugs to our shores. They are civilians who are bringing drugs to our shores. And one of the ways in which this administration has tried to sidestep the law, which basically says you can't kill civilians, is to suggest that this is somehow an armed conflict. There are no arms involved in this, and so the narco-trafficker vessels do not qualify as combatants under international law.
Would military commanders who made an order like the one Admiral Bradley is said to have made have some protection if those orders came as a result of instructions from the leadership in the Pentagon, in other words, from the Secretary of Defense?
Well, no. There is a duty among military members, no matter what rank or position you hold, to disobey unlawful orders.